U.S. government allowed BP to keep the cap shut tight on its ruptured oil well Monday, despite unexplained seepages in the seabed. National Incident Commander Thad Allen says he's ordered BP to keep the cap shut for another 24 hours. He also said that oil detected Sunday leaking into the Gulf did not appear related to the damaged BP well capped last week.
It is a collective opinion of the folks that are talking about this that the small seepages we are finding right now do not present, at least at this point, any indication that there is a threat to the wellbore.
The government has told BP to make plans for uncapping the well should it become necessary. Doing that could cause millions more gallons of oil to spill into the Gulf. BP would then resume oil collection with the crude pumped to ships on the surface until a relief well provides a permanent fix. Meantime, Ken Feinberg, the man charged with administering a $20 billion compensation fund set up by BP, was selling his program hard in Washington on Monday.
I will, in the next few weeks, offer 6 months emergency payments with no obligation. Take the money, no release, assuming you can prove your claim.
Last week, Feinberg visited the Gulf, where he urged people and businesses hurt by the disaster to take money from the fund instead of suing BP.
I work for you.
Both BP and the government hope the fund will help offset the costs of litigation that could last for years. On Monday, Feinberg chafed at criticism of the fund.
The notion that this is somehow a trick or a power play or is anything other than a way to resolve a national tragedy is, I think, unfair.
With oil less visible, public beaches in Mississippi had their busiest days in weeks.
The beach looks fine. It really does. There's no smell. I haven't seen any tar balls. No, nothing. Haven't seen anything. And the kids are out playing in the water, so they're happy.
Still, experts say it could take years for the Gulf to recover. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.